Yeah. What'd you call that again? Wet?
Wet weather. It's just that whenever it's a lot of rain. Of course, now when it's a dry spell, that'll quit. But when it's a wet weather, that's what you call a wet weather spring.
Uh-huh.
It'll run out of the banks.
What's a spring?
Well, that's a spring where the water, there's a stream of water under the ground. And it comes to a weak place and that dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll wash up and it'll break through.
I see.
That stream up onto the top of the ground.
Uh-huh.
And then it'll start running off.
Huh.
And then they'll get in there then maybe and dig out a place in there where that water comes up, and they'll have a spring there. That water get up in that way, you can put a bucket in it. Get your bucket of water.
I heard that water was supposed to be colder.
Well, it is cold. It's cold.
It's cold.
Yeah.
Now there's a spring back over here in the holler up on the hillside, like. It's a big hole there.
Mm-hmm.
The hill, and there's a big stream of water comes out there, and you can go there, and that water just like ice water, and the air comes out of there, it's plumb cold.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cold air that comes out with it.
Mm.
And it's a pretty good stream of water that runs out there too.
Did you ever hear of using a spring or something for keeping milk or butter in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a little old spring right back down here. It's sort of like a wet weather spring. Of course,
mm-hmm.
it runs pretty well through the summer, and they had a place dug out down there. Of course, we never did keep no milk down there.
Mm-hmm.
But people that lived here before we did, they had a place dug out down there, and they went and set the milk down there in that water
mm-hmm.
to keep it cool, you know.
Would they build anything over it, or just set it down in there?
They just set it down in the water. Well, they might have had a box that didn't have no bottom in it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They just sit down in there and keep the dogs and things out of it.
Where'd you keep your milk and butter?
Well, we generally kept it here. A lot of times I'd draw up a bucket of water and put it in a half bush or something, set the milk in there. And when the water gets hotter, draw them in another and put it in there. That way you keep it cool. Or you just set it out there.
Huh?
You can set it out there where it is cool.
Yeah.
Hey, lots of beer.
That'd be fine, yeah. You mentioned a creek. How big is that?
Well, you know, after you leave Lawrenceburg,
mm-hmm.
first bridge you cross coming this way,
mm-hmm.
well, that's Shoal Creek. And it comes on down around and back off down yonder in the hollow about a mile and between a mile and a quarter and a mile and a half are here.
Mm-hmm.
And the Indians way back yonder, they lived down there and they called that Sycamore River down there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of sycamores along on the bank. And that creek gets to be a pistol sometimes.
Gets to be what?
A pistol. It gets up like a river. Yeah, a while back you had that when them floods, you know, was a-going.
Uh-huh.
We went down now. Me and my son, young one.
Thank you.